Boom.
Welcome to the Committed Mentality Podcast. We're three guys committed to growing through conversation. No topics are off limits. No feelings are spared. Sit back and enjoy the conversation. This is the Committed Mentality Podcast. What's up, fellas?
What's happening?
I just want to apologize.
We sound really unenthusiastic.
I think this is going to be one of those podcasts where I feel like we could either be really energetic or it's going to be really serious. And I feel like it could be both.
I'm really tired.
We can kick Brent out this conversation and go ahead, B. All
right. Then the question is, how do you feel about apologizing? Do you apologize easily? Do you require apologies for you to feel complete? And do you offer apologies?
Yes to all.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't necessarily...
You need apologies?
I don't necessarily require them. That's not really like... I won't say it. Like, that's a weird one because I say yes because in some scenarios I feel like yes. But in some scenarios I'm like, oh, no, like it is what it is.
Give me a scenario where you need an apology.
Within the people that care about me and I care about them. So my kids, my family, whatever. Like, if they do something that they know they shouldn't have done, I want them to apologize just to understand that... Like, I'll literally say that to them. Like, say, like, hey, I feel like you need to apologize or I feel like you should say sorry to my kids, to my wife, whatever, because I want them to understand. I want that to be the one thing that I can say to them that makes them understand this situation meant something to me.
You don't feel like it cheapens it?
I don't think so. Maybe it does.
What do you feel like, B?
Maybe it does.
Ask the questions again.
God, he don't ever listen.
I'm just playing, bro. Look at you, so sensitive.
I need an apology.
My bad, brother.
Come on, Sleepy Floyd.
But it's very easy for me to apologize. I have zero problem with apologizing.
Okay.
And yes, I do want an apology. But the reason why I want an apology isn't for me. It's for them.
Why? What do you say that for?
That's what I said.
Because if they apologize, that means they're acknowledging where they went wrong or their mistake.
I don't want somebody to apologize unless they do it. Like,
can
on their
I
own.
Finish? Damn,
go
shut
ahead.
The fuck up, nigga. So if they apologize, they're acknowledging their fault, their mistake. And that should help them going forward. Now, I know I don't like to use that word because that word doesn't correlate with reality. But in my mind, that would help them to mature going forward. They would know not to do this again. And then for some odd reason, people are afraid to apologize because they think it makes them weak. When being able to apologize is a sign of strength. Not being able to apologize is weakness, which is one reason why I'm so able to apologize with no problem. Like, if I see I did something wrong, I hurt your feelings or whatever, I need to apologize for that because I fucked up. I'm aware of my mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make amends for my mistake and apologize, not only just apologize, but change my behavior so that doesn't happen again. Mm. And I want this other person to be able to acknowledge that too.
So my wife would probably say I never apologize for anything, which I only apologize if I truly mean the apology. Like, I don't apologize for the sake of apologizing, and I do not want an apology for the sake of you saying I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I want a genuine apology.
I don't do that either.
But that's where what I was getting from both of you is that y'all wanted it because y'all wanted them to understand that they did something wrong. I don't even want that. I want you to genuinely feel bad and then apologize.
I want you to feel bad.
Yeah.
No.
I want you to burn. I want your soul to burn in hell, you piece of shit.
I want it to hurt you so bad that you mean that fucking apology. Don't apologize
not
because
the same.
I want you to.
Not the same thing.
Nah, I know what you're saying. You want it to be genuine because you want it to be real. You want it to be like,
I don't
we're
like
not just
apologies.
Doing this for fucking
show. I don't want a fake apology either.
But I feel like when you're requiring an apology, I feel like it's a fake one. I don't feel any apology that you're asking for is genuine. I don't ever ask anybody to apologize for anything.
Well, I don't ask for one. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that.
So when you say you want it, like
I'm not asking for it.
When you think that it's making them grow and making them to make them say it, I feel like that's kind of wanting them to do it for the sake of doing it as a learning experience. I don't think
for a learning experience for them. It does their apology does very minimal for me. Personally.
Yeah, but if they don't mean it, how is that a learning experience?
They're at least acknowledging their faults.
I don't think that happens. I don't think anybody that apologizes for the sake of making you feel better, because I usually think,
yeah, but
I feel like some people apologize for that sake.
For that sake of making me feel better is absent, because their apology doesn't make me feel better.
And when somebody apologizes, I feel like that's what they think.
That's what they they might think that.
So I don't think that that helps them grow. So I don't even I take that completely out of the scenario.
But let me plug this. You have very little way of knowing if they actually mean it.
Oh, sure. That's why I don't care.
Even if they mean it.
Well, the reason I say that I try to ask for it, whatever, especially with my kids are so young. That's another thing that is for sure needs to be said here. My kids are so young that I'm trying to still teach them right from wrong.
See,
so
I don't agree with that either.
That I feel like if I do something in that scenario where I really stop them for a second and be like, hey, I think you should apologize for that. I think that's just enough that it makes them sit. Think this is not just as simple as in saying my bad or just keep on moving or whatever. I just want them to process this is a little bit more important than something else you do that's kind of minimal.
And because as a child, when just like you said, when you make your children apologize, they know that they did something wrong.
Well, when you're talking to an adult, like they're not a child, you can't teach them.
You gotta talk to some adults like they kids though.
That's a whole other topic.
Trump just won a whole election talking to people like
that's your brother's guy. when I'm thinking about children. I err on the side of my actions being the lesson and not my words being the lesson. I try to do very little in the way of telling them how they should behave
and showing them
and letting them see. I try to get them to understand. Like, I mean, obviously I use words often to say, you know, how could this have been different or whatever, but luckily I haven't really had many situations where I've had to teach my kids to apologize. But I think that they've witnessed me enough or witness my wife enough to understand when apology is necessary. And
that's definitely something I forget. That's definitely something I forget a lot, is that I forget that I am going to be able to show my kids such a better upbringing.
I think 90% of what kids learn is what they see. So that 10% that you're talking about, or when you think that you're saying something, I don't think it's going in the exact same way that you want it. If you say it, yes, then they're going to need to see it, right? Like that's just my firm belief. I don't know if this is not psychological or whatever. I believe this just from being around kids and being a youth leader, and I just honestly believe that in my heart that you can say what you want and you can set expectations. But when you get into the point of trying to tell them how they should have behaved in a certain situation like that, I don't think that correlates the same as versus them watching you. Because I've been in a lot of situations with kids and trying to get them to understand whatever it is that they did, what was right, what was wrong, and then trying to get them to understand, like, they have to make it's then on their turn. Like, the ball is now in their court, so to speak, that they have to understand. If they want to apologize, cool. If they don't want to apologize, I mean, cool too. But I don't think that an apology is something that you just do. I think it's something that you genuinely feel.
I got you. With me, it's always been a combination of like that, like the scenario you're explaining of like kind of trying to teach a lesson, but also I was raised by a lot of people that were very big on being courteous. Mm-hmm. So that kind of, I think it probably is something that I do that I don't even realize that I do, that I'm just carrying that on, you know what I mean? Too, of like always trying to say please and thank you, say you're sorry if you hurt somebody's feelings or did this, you know what I mean? Like, I'm probably just carrying a lot of that shit on because as I've gotten later in life, I kind of appreciate that shit.
Yeah. But see, courtesy is for the other person, right? Because you think you're doing it for the other person. But when you apologize to me, I may not take your apology as genuine. So you think that you're doing it for me, but you really just did it for you. Your courtesy is to make yourself look good. It's not like that genuine when you apologize.
I don't really look at courtesy like that. I look at courtesy as making the other person feel good. Because
I'm only talking about with apologies. I don't think about like saying please and thank you and holding the door for somebody. I'm just only referring this to apologies.
Even with an apology, like Brent said, I think the person that benefits more from making the apology is the person making the apology, because they self-reflection.
Only if they mean it.
Even if they don't mean it, If
especially if they don't mean it, it sticks with them more.
You think so?
Yeah.
Are you speaking from experience because that's happened to you, or do you honestly have like quote unquote data to back that up?
because they them.
I'm just asking it, how you came to that conclusion.
Because of just knowing, just being around, just having human experience.
I have not had the experience where somebody who said I'm sorry and didn't mean it have a learning moment.
That's happened to me. I've said I've apologized for something that I wasn't sorry for, and I felt stupid afterwards. Like, why the fuck did I apologize? I don't feel like I did anything wrong.
But then you didn't at the end of that like evaluation. Then you felt like you did something wrong.
No.
So how was that a learning experience?
Because I remember apologizing for something that I didn't do.
But what did you learn?
Not to do that.
Not to do what? Not to apologize or not to do the thing?
Not to apologize for something I didn't do.
But you didn't learn to not do the thing. So what did you...
I didn't do anything to begin with. Are you listening?
That's the point. You apologize for something. It was disingenuine. You're saying that you would want that person to apologize to learn. What would you want them to learn?
If they did something wrong, they need to acknowledge their mistake.
The person in the wrong would have to acknowledge that they were in the wrong for them to learn from it.
Right.
That's my point. So if you apologize for something and you don't feel like you were in the wrong, then you just apologize to placate that other person. So what did you learn?
I just told you what I learned. You don't like my answer or something? You want me to change it?
No, I don't understand what... You learn that you shouldn't apologize for something that you...
In that situation, I didn't do anything wrong, and I still apologize just to make the situation better.
Okay.
And I felt stupid after that.
So you learned... Say it again for me. You learned what about that? To not apologize?
He's saying there's a benefit to it, whether you mean it or not, because if you don't mean it, then you afterwards kind of realize, like, damn, I didn't really mean that. I don't know if I'm going to apologize for that shit next time.
So that's a learning situation for yourself?
Yeah. I think so. Because
next time there won't
be
an apology. I feel better. I felt better after that.
And then sometimes too, maybe this is just your personality or something that you're not in the train of thought with, but I also kind of like, I've kind of came to a point as I've gotten older too, in some scenarios, if I can give an apology that maybe I don't even necessarily mean, mm-hmm. but it just kind of like helps that other person get closure to that fucking situation.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck either way.
I do that with customer service.
But not relationships.
No.
I got you.
When it comes to other people.
That's the point I eventually got to.
No doubt. I know your personality.
Initially,
I know
apologizing for something I didn't do, I felt stupid after that.
Yeah. I know your personality, so I know what you're saying. You're saying like in situations, if you can just do something.
To shut some shit up. I get it.
Or just.
Not that.
Not shut it up.
Shut some shit up.
But what other purpose does it serve?
Because it might actually help that person. Yeah.
It may help. It may give closure to that situation. Yep.
Closure is the big thing that I said.
I think we're having two different conversations. Because what I was stuck on was you saying making that other person apologize to help them.
I'm not making nobody apologize.
I thought that's what you said.
That is not what I said.
You said ask.
God damn it, nigga.
I mean, asking.
I'm not asking for an apology either.
Didn't you say that in the beginning?
No.
He might have said that. I said it for sure.
What I said is I would like an apology, but I'm not asking for one.
You would like an apology?
Yes. I would like one because if I get an apology, I'm going to feel that it's genuine and you are acknowledging that you made a mistake. So going forward, you may not make that mistake again.
But if they don't mean it, then what?
Then that's a loss on them.
Okay.
If you give me a disingenuine apology, it's never been for me. The apology has never been for me.
That's what I just
said. So you're not going to apologize to me personally. You're not going to apologize to me to make a situation better.
So then it's for them.
It's for them.
But if they don't mean it,
that's a loss on them. They're stagnant in their growth.
Huh.
And they ain't shit I can do about that.
I guess I'm applying if that's you in that situation, it's not stagnant on your growth because you didn't mean it. You were like, fuck it. I shouldn't have done that. I'm not going to apologize again. So you felt like that was a growing moment?
But then you could make that same mistake again. You're stagnant in your growth because you're repeating the same bad things.
So then
you're not.
So
you're
you in that situation, you're choosing to not grow up?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what that is.
All right. Interesting.
You being refused to apologize to making a mistake?
Interesting.
And so, you refuse to apologize for it, you're not growing up.
I'll accept any apology, but I never just want an apology. Like I said already, I really want that apology to be meant by that person. So if they come to me with an apology, then like I evaluate people when they speak to me about wrongdoings, quote unquote. And when I want it when the apology comes. Like, I don't want it just to be I'm sorry. I want it to be I'm sorry for XYZ.
Right.
And that's the only way I'd accept an apology.
Right.
If anybody ever says I'm sorry, I don't accept that apology. I don't make it known. Like, I don't say, like, I don't accept your apology. But
you slap him with a glove.
Yeah. How very dare you. But I'm just like, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
That's kind of how I take it. I mean, I kind of look at their body language. I can like kind of tell if they mean it or not by the words that they choose.
Yeah.
But if they're just saying, "All right, I'm sorry," and I'm just, I'll just be like, "All right,
switch gears.
That's your loss."
Have you been in situations where somebody's apologized to you and you didn't believe it? Like, what was the situation?
Oh, for sure, my kids, my wife, my
Forget them.
Family.
I meant like,
everybody I've known in my entire fucking life.
Okay, I just meant like, so I've been in some situations where people will, I know that person is apologizing to make me go away. And
yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That.
I felt some type of way about that shit.
Hey, you just explained my wife. She will tell you this. You talk about, like, this is who I am and this is what I stand. She will tell you, like, in a situation, she's, like, maybe this is kind of what you were saying about your wife, too. She doesn't want to communicate and talk out the situation. She doesn't. She wants it to be, like, over. And
my wife won't say I'm sorry, though. She'll just shut up. She just won't.
Well, my wife won't until it drives her absolutely insane, and then she'll say sorry to shut me up.
Yeah. Well, I could see her saying sorry to shut you up because you would just talk forever.
Forever.
Gotta say that to him.
No.
Fuck, Aaron. Can I suck your dick? Just shut the fuck up. God damn.
Hey, forever.
Forever. He's like, I'll get my dick sucked tonight. I will talk until your ears bleed.
Real shit. Like, I over-talk the fuck. Like, because I think it comes from that mentality that you were talking about, like, of kind of wanting... If especially somebody that is close to me or whatever, the closest to me, that if they're going to apologize, I want them to mean it. Mm-hmm. Or if I have something that I'm telling them that it has hurt me or affected me,
Want them to understand why.
Fuck.
I'm the same way. I do that with my wife.
But I'm also getting at an age now, and this is where I could kind of agree with what Brent was saying. So I'm also getting to an age now where I'm kind of understanding, like, you're just not going to get everybody to understand. And that shit was one of the hardest things for me ever.
Hard.
I'm still fucking fighting with it every day of my life.
Hard.
You guys have probably heard. Yeah, you guys probably heard it in these conversations I've had with you guys. With my wife, I'm sure it happens with kids, family members. I know it happens with siblings and my parents.
Yeah. Hard to understand. Because I've been in a situation, bro. Like, you want people to understand so fucking bad.
So bad.
That it drives you up the wall. You don't even want an apology anymore. I just want you to fucking understand what I'm talking about.
Yep,
I don't even care.
Because if you understood, you'd apologize.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly. As soon as you know what the fuck I'm talking about, you will apologize.
This whole tone is going to change.
Ooh.
But then I realized, like, damn, 3 hours later, when I done ran this shit into the ground, the tone hasn't changed. You haven't understood, and I wasted a bunch of fucking time. And I'm still gonna do it from time to time because I'm still working on myself. But at the same time, like, I'm
Jesus still working on me.
I'm still trying to plug in now. I'm working on, like, trying to plug in, like,
treat yourself like I-71. Never stop working on yourself.
Right. I'm trying to calm the fuck down now. Yeah, I seen those memes.
Stupid.
I'm trying to calm myself down now and be like, hey, be some fucking mature in this situation. Realize, like, it's not always going to go the way you want the situation to go.
You know, that as a control freak, that I put myself in that category, that's the hardest thing for me is...
I got one of those shirts, too.
When I can't not...
And the hoodie and the hat. And a bumper sticker.
Y'all a control freak?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I try to control as many situations.
So stressful.
It's not. Because it's when it's...
It might be, though. Hold on. I'll say it's not, but it might be, and we just don't know.
Right.
That sounds so
It's
stressful.
A way of... It becomes a way of life.
Stress is normal for y'all now. Look at y'all.
I'm not really a stressed dude, honestly, though.
Me either.
You don't notice it.
My life is great. I feel like I can... This is the most control freak shit, is that I feel like I'm in control enough to let go of control. Like, but like I do try to control as many situations around me Which is why it leads to my personality of shit. If that happened, that shit was gonna happen. That was gonna happen right. Because I've already tried to control as many things as I could. So whatever happens else around me, fuck it. You know what I mean? So it does lead. That's why, even when I like when I apologize or don't apologize, like I meant whatever it was that happened. Like it happened because I planned for that shit to happen. You know what I mean? Like, fuck. What do you want me to say? To me, like an apology is almost like an admission of regret. And there's very little that I regret. So
it's not an admission of regret, it's an admission of guilt.
It's but you're not hearing me. What I'm saying for me, when
that's
when
your ego.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that's your problem. You gotta grow up.
Yeah. I don't think that has to do anything with growing up.
Yeah,
it's just the ego.
A little bit, everything man. To do with growing
a little,
up.
A little bit.
Okay, whatever. But when whatever. That's fine. What I'm saying is,
he basically just gave you the apology. Gave you the apology he didn't mean.
Exactly. Oh, when it comes to that, I don't care. I don't care. When it comes to apologies in that way, like I don't regret what it was that I did. So what do you want me to apologize for?
For being guilty. Admitting your guilt.
I guess we have to talk about whatever the thing is.
Yes and no. The thing I'll plug there that was like the switch that I had to flip there was realizing that even if I felt like what I did was warranted or like shouldn't be looked at that way or something like that, that doesn't mean the other person received it that way.
But I guess I have to care about that other person's feelings, and most of the time I guess I don't.
Well, then that's why you see me and him relating it to like our direct family and stuff like that, and maybe you're relating it to somebody at work or a fucking stranger or whatever.
Even with my wife and my kids, like I genuinely apologize.
I just don't fucking care.
Even if I genuinely, like I have genuine apologies for that reason. Mm-hmm. If I apologize, then you know it's fucking genuine because I don't just give apologies because if I did something, I fucking did it.
I hate that cop out. I hate when people say that shit.
What?
If I apologize, you know I fucking mean it. No, the fuck I don't.
No, I'm not saying it like that. Like, just because I said I'm sorry that I fucking mean it, I will apologize and let you know that I've learned from whatever it was that I'm apologizing for. That all of that is given within that statement. I'm not saying that I just, I said I'm sorry, so you know I mean it.
So
I'm not
does that
saying
mean
like that.
When you don't apologize, you're not learning from your mistakes?
It's maybe I don't think that I made a mistake, or I don't regret what it was that I did.
It's not about regret. You got to stop associating apology with regret.
That's my thing. I associate it with regret.
Yeah, stop doing that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't think you
that'll,
should.
That'll probably take a lot for me because yeah. I associate that with I should not have done that.
No, that's like, it's funny that you're saying all this. Regret. This is exactly where I came from. This is exactly like the mindset that I came from that it then had to kind of somewhat switch to where Brent's at because I started realizing time and time again I was running into these scenarios with the people close to me that – even though everything that I did, I still felt like, well, nah, that's what I mean. Or that's what I wanted to say or what mm-hmm. I wanted to do. Or this and that. But they were ending up hurt. And then I kind of got to the point where, okay, well, then now I need to kind of see, like, I need to, one, apologize just because maybe they need the closure from it, like we talked about. But also, if I do, then maybe that will be a reminder to me next time to handle this a little bit differently. Even if it's I'm still standing on the things I believe in, but maybe I just approach it a little bit differently. Maybe I don't talk so harsh or so crazy about it. Maybe, you know what I mean? It was just kind of like a number of things where I'm like, if this keeps happening, I gotta do like we talked about and look in the fucking mirror.
Yeah, I guess it's situational for me. Like, I can apologize for hurting somebody's feelings with what I said,
I think that's what most people want an apology for. Is hurt feelings.
Maybe.
What
else would you looking for an apology for?
I mean, like, things that you did. You know what I mean?
That
like,
would hurt that would someone's feelings.
Yeah.
I guess anytime them. That you do something, I guess it's always with hurt feelings.
Yes.
But when I'm thinking about, like, saying something I guess verbal actions versus physical actions.
Both have the same results.
That's true.
Yeah, hurt,
so they're
pain.
Both the same thing.
I think,
something
like,
that you did caused pain to someone else.
Yeah, but if you meant to do whatever it was that you did and it just inadvertently caused someone to feel a certain way, not like exact pain, or maybe I'm thinking of pain as too strong of a word.
That would depend.
Just say hurt. Just say hurt. That's what we were getting on. Hurt feelings. Hurt
to
hurt
me,
feelings.
That would depend on who it is and the position that they hold in your life
mm-hmm.
and what you did. Because and everything that you do that may hurt someone's feelings don't warrant an apology.
Well, and let me plug this.
It depends on who they are.
That's what you just said is my point.
Yeah, but it depends on who they are.
But that's why I was going to plug this. Maybe it's because in those situations, you're not realizing how much you mean or what you say means to that person.
Man, you know what? Actually, growing up, I've always felt like every time I said something, like me specifically, like when I've said something to somebody else, I've always felt like what I was saying was always taken to heart.
You're preaching to the choir, son.
You felt like that?
You're preaching to the choir.
I would hear somebody else say
if
something.
If we're going to ever talk about pet peeves or whatever, that is the thing that tears me up to this day. Like, I think we've mentioned on here before.
That motherfucker just said that. Why is what I say?
And in a men to women translation, that really gets broken up because women are very talk around what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
So then they assume we're doing that.
Yeah.
So then
and I'm very direct in what I mean.
So then when we say direct,
yeah, me too.
They're like, what? Yeah. They're like, no, oh, the other day you said this and I know what you meant. It's like, no, stop right there.
Yeah.
I meant what came out my mouth.
Every single syllable that came out of my mouth and that's it.
Yeah. That's it.
It stops there. That's what I meant. There's no other shit. If there's some other shit, I'm going to say that too.
Yep.
Right.
And that's been one of the biggest like pet peeves issues of my life. 100%
mine.
Yeah.
But when my mentality has come from with apologizing is because of that, because I've always been like anything that I've said is always felt like it's just such a stronger reaction or such a harsh way. And I'm like, I didn't say anything different than what that person said, but you let them go away with it. I'm like, why do you care about what I say so much? Like, let's take an example. Like, this is an extreme example, but like when rappers are calling women bitches, it means nothing. Or when they hear their friends call other women bitches. But let me say it, and it's just like, oh,
Brandon,
that's offensive. You know what I mean?
Brandon.
I said it was an extreme example.
That's not it.
I was giving you just an extreme.
That's not it, bro. That's not it. You can't walk around with that example in your tuck, bro. That's not it.
That's the wrong one to pull out the holster.
Very wrong. Because that one, I could take that so many different places.
Hey.
That's not it.
Okay. There's plenty of other examples.
Yeah, no, I won't go down the whole gamut. I get what you're saying about it for sure, man. I get what you're saying where, like, it feels like in certain scenarios you feel very singled out. And I think with people that speak as direct as we do, that's one thing all three of us have in common for sure. We speak very direct and very like openly about what we think, what we feel, what we do mean more than what we're trying to mean. And for that reason, I think people take everything as harsh.
Yeah.
That's like the downfall of being that honest, straight up person. Then everything you say is taken very extreme.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've been blunt forever. Anybody that's gone to high school with me or anything has always talked about me being very blunt and open with what I say and everything. Like, I've been this way for a long time. So I don't mean any ill will on anything that I say. And when it comes to, like, things that I have said that have hurt people's feelings, like, I've definitely apologized. But I do not apologize for things that I feel like that will sound like it's a regret. If I said something and it hurt your feelings, like that's your problem. Like, and I think that's just the way that I take it. And if I get upset about something that somebody said, then it's my problem. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we're always wanting other people to apologize for things that somebody said. And I guess that's just along the lines of what I don't really rock with.
Yeah. I think both sides of that argument have a good point for sure, like to the side of what me and B are saying, to kind of do it just to kind of get to a better place or a different understanding, but also on that side, standing on what you fucking believe in is big too. So I mean, I see both sides, major. But just for me, that's why I should even go back to say when he said you need to grow the fuck up or this and that, like, I don't know if it's necessary that, because some of the little nuances of things we do like that, that's what makes you. That might be some of the things that is what people like the most about you, that you're not that dude that does that. So I won't say you for sure need to take that away, but I just realized for me,
there's probably more people that hate it. I don't know.
For me, I didn't want to.
Everybody can't handle it.
Yeah. Everybody can't handle
it. Yeah.
But I'm not here for everybody.
That's exactly
shit.
What I was gonna say. Like,
I'm not here for everybody.
Yeah. For me, I didn't want everybody all fucking stressed
out. I'm not your
out.
Man. I'm not your daddy. I don't. I, I'm nobody to you. So, I mean, people take shit to heart that I just feel like also should not take shit to heart. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, everybody, not everybody. I'm not saying, like, I didn't mean to put that in the general term. But there's so many people that want to be a victim. Like, want.
But let me throw something in there that makes me think about, too. So, in these conversations, whenever you're going to say something that's kind of, like, direct.
Yeah.
You're usually saying it in an impactful situation. Mm-hmm. You're usually saying it in a situation where somebody is either coming to you with a problem or they've created a problem with you or whatever. It's usually something that's kind of serious. So then I think in those modes, it's almost like it's hard for them not to take us super direct. You know what I mean? They're super, super harsh. Mm-hmm.
I don't really fall into many situations where I need to apologize unless you talk to my wife. But, I mean, I say a lot of wild shit. So, I mean, she has plenty of reasons that I could be like, you should apologize for that. But that's just because I say a lot of wild shit that just, it comes off the cuff and it's not always like, it doesn't sound pleasing to the ear. And it may sound funny a lot to some people, but it's not always the most pleasant thing to say. But I honestly, when I feel like things come to my mind and I talk about them, it may hurt feelings. But fuck it. Like, I don't know why we apologize so much for the things that we feel because of someone else's feelings.
Yeah, I think though, with you talking like that, clearly I've already seen it in listening to these episodes and stuff that there's value in it. You know what I mean? Like, you talking like that and speaking like that does, at times, is funny. At times, is something that maybe somebody else is afraid to say. Mm. At times, is just something refreshing to hear sometimes because so many of us or other people are afraid to say certain things.
I have a raw point of view, and I don't care as much. But I had a mentor of mine that told me, like, I have to watch things that I say because I could lose customers. And I'm like, God, like, that just blows my fucking mind. Like, it's so, like, you're to get to know, like, an intimate part of somebody's brain and know, like, what they're talking about or thinking about, and then being like, well, I don't want to do business with that person. You know, like, we don't do that to all these major companies and corporations, right, who are purposely manipulating you into doing certain things. But a person that feels like says fuck
on
or
an individual
says
level.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you cursed. That motherfucker just said fuck. Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. And then, like, I'm never going to buy a goddamn thing for that motherfucker anymore. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just stuff like that that drives me crazy that I can't really relate to. And it's just, I have a mental block when it comes to that stuff because it frustrates me. And I know it's maybe something that I have to assimilate to with society, but it still just drives me up the
Man,
wall.
The wild thing that's like the Gary Vee mentality, and that he speaks to a lot, and I've even seen other people talk about it as well too, though, is somewhat nowadays with social media and people getting to see or hear so much of who you are by, mm-hmm, like random rants or videos or posts you put out. Some people will do business with you because you talk some shit, because you say some not so accepted shit.
Right. Is it damned if you do, damned if you don't, or is it like, fuck it? You know what I mean?
I think we've learned it's not damned if you do, damned if you don't. It's almost like good for you if you do, good for you if you don't. Hmm. Where we've seen...
Interesting.
We've seen where if you don't and you live very squeaky clean, you can get customers, get clientele, get whatever this now off of that. But we've also seen what we just mentioned a minute ago. We also seen Trump win a fucking election.
That's the other part. If you're squeaky clean and you fuck up, then it's like all of a sudden everybody's against you. Like, you had this image. But people who are like shitty people from the beginning, they don't expect a fucking thing from you.
Then they just take it all, right? Yeah. They just accept, like, oh, yeah, man, he said some bullshit again. Oh, he did some bullshit again. Yep, yeah, that's him. Yep.
I think that's where I feel like we may come from, is that we have been stand-up guys in that way. Very direct. We're not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. But then when we do say something that may trigger a person, then it is like really, really bad. And it's like, fuck it. I don't mean it, but I can't apologize with how I feel. But I guess that's where I end on that. I guess I can only say that I learned that I need to try to adjust.
No, you can apologize for you hurting that person's feelings. You ain't got to apologize for what you did or what you said, but just apologize, acknowledging that I hurt your feelings. I apologize that I hurt your feelings. You may mean everything that you said. You may mean everything that you did.
That's my hard part. That's the mental gap that I can't get past.
I got you.
Because if I had meant what I said, and when I'm apologizing for hurting your feelings, like, I'm not apologizing. Like, I can't even connect it. See, my mind really, I'm literally struggling right now to connect it. And I know this may sound so stupid for the both of you. No, I am so struggling right now to connect that.
So hold
on.
Is
your world
on.
Crumbling before you?
Not even. It's not. No, there's no crumble happening. It's a mental connection that I'm literally trying to make.
So what did you think a minute ago when I said when in the other episode when we were talking about Boosie said I stand on what I said, but I still apologize to D Wade for speaking about what he should do with his kid or this and that, whatever.
Because
he's standing on what he said, but he's still saying he apologized. Do you not agree with that at all, or like you kind of can see that one?
I think the apology is because it wasn't his place to say anything and put that business or put that out there publicly.
But then Tyson's rebuttal was nothing we say is our place on anything in anybody else's life.
And that's where being
selfish comes into play.
But I don't really speak on what anybody else does in their life. I always put myself on.
So then maybe you do got to give us one of these scenarios you're talking about where you don't want to apologize.
Yeah, how are you getting in these situations then? Yeah. Like, what the hell are you doing?
If you're not saying nothing about nobody else's life, how are they
Who
upset
are you
with
talking
you?
To?
If you only talk about yourself, why are they upset with you?
Right? I mainly talk about my wife. I've said that I apologize in customer service situations, but I kind of posed the question to you guys. But you notice every time that we're talking, whenever we're speaking about something, I always ask you personally. I don't ask you. I
got you.
I never.
But that's what I'm saying.
I never ask you guys to talk about anything general. I always try to be very specific to us.
So plug something just so we can get a cap on this. Plug something that, like you're saying, like that somebody has gotten offended or will be offended, other than what Brent said, because he said that's not the one to use.
Yeah, that ain't it, Chief.
I'm trying to think about what.
Even though I know why that means one something to Brandon, I know why.
When
it's clear to know why.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about when I've I don't know.
I mean, even if you plug a scenario that you can think of that is similar to something you've dealt with, it doesn't have
to. I'm going to ask my wife and come back to this.
I got you. Because
only person I usually would apologize to. I don't usually apologize to anybody.
It makes sense in some ways, for sure, because that's the person you care about their feelings the most, I would imagine.
I do apologize to my kids. I'm big on apologizing to children because I apologize for things that I think that I did wrong. And I literally do like regret things that I like with my kids. If I've taken something out in anger, like this hasn't happened in a long time, but when they did something wrong that I felt was wrong at the time and I overreacted through anger, I've gone back and apologized. Like I apologize that I can't take my action away, but I apologize for the way that I acted in this situation. Those for me, my most regrettable decisions have always been about parenthood decisions.
Let me ask you guys something quick, even though we're trying to wrap this up. On that note, with you guys having older kids and stuff like that, do kids, even as they get older, still have that weird thing where sometimes, like when you discipline them or react in anger or whatever, something like that, that they sometimes then that makes them like closer to you or like cling to you more, like they seem like almost like a understanding point at that time. My daughter, when I'll discipline her, like really discipline her, mm-hmm. immediately after is like a lot, behaves a lot different. And it's not, I don't think it's totally because, oh yeah, you got punished or this and that. It's almost like somewhat a new level of respect is like recalibrated.
Oh yeah. That switch gets flipped.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. No, I'll take it back. Not that switch. But that knob gets turned.
Recalibrated.
Get a little more aware that dad is watching.
That you still can't go past a certain
level.
Yeah.
Like I can't get away with anything.
Yeah. I stopped spanking my kids when they turned 5.
Who said spanking?
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, that's in there. That's in there. But
I was setting up a story.
I
was setting up a story. I'm saying,
God damn it, Brent.
I stopped spanking my kids. I stopped spanking.
Like, what's he doing? He's going to the extreme with everything.
Nah. I stopped spanking my kids when they turned 5, and my discipline kind of changed. I did spank my daughter when she was 8 because she had spray. I found out that there was spray paint on the side of the garage. And during this whole day, like it was a day of bad events for my daughter. This day, she... it triggered a memory for me. So I'm going to tell the story as quick as I can and try to not leave out a lot of stuff. There was a kid that lived across the street. He was probably half my daughter's age. She was 8. He's probably like 4 or 5 years old. And he wanted to play with my kids. They were older, you know, fun, like thinking that they're cool and everything. And I had a basketball hoop in my backyard. And this is right when I live right down the street from Alex on Wrexham. Or your mom on Wrexham. And we had the basketball hoop. And he would come over and he would play. And like they would allow him to come over, whatever. Didn't bother me, faze me one bit. On this one particular day, I don't know how this situation led up to this, but I get a knock on my door. The woman across the street comes over and she's like, she's upset and telling me like, my son was over here and he told me that your kids hung him up on the fence by his belt loop. So he's, you know, up there struggling. Like they put his belt loop on the fence and he's hanging from it. When I was in kindergarten, I was bullied and I had my book bag on and I was hung up in a coat locker. So like it triggered like an emotional memory for me. Like that was an awful day. Like it was, I still remember the person. He's serving life in prison right now. But I remember the person, the whole situation, everything. Like it triggered a moment for me. And so like after that situation, I spanked my daughter.
Oh, I know,
like,
you was hot.
I was hot. I was heated. And I let my anger get the best of me in that situation. And I spanked my daughter. I beat the shit out of my daughter. Like, if you're thinking of in that way, like I spanked her with a belt, like tore her ass up, made her go over there and apologize, full on tears, crying, everything. You go fucking apologize to this boy. I was heated. Like the situation, I felt like it was the most disrespectful. It was the worst possible thing.
Yeah.
Bullying, all of those scenarios, all those factors in there. Before that, I had sussed out that it was just my daughter who acted alone and my son wasn't part of it. But so that's why she got the most of it when my son was while he was out there. And my son let him down, or I don't even know what the rest of it happened. I can't really remember that. I kind of like went red mode and like that was it. That was the last time I had spanked my daughter. And I did not apologize for that. Still to this day, I haven't apologized for that. And it was weird because they had brought it up to me and they made me remember the memory. And I have blocked this out because it was a rage moment. And to me, like personally, I secretly apologize because I hate letting my anger get the best of me when it comes to my children. Those are the most important apologies to me in my life, which is my wife is not the most important apology in my life. Like it's just not. And some people say like that's a shitty or fucked up way to think, but it's not. My kids are my kids and everyone else is everyone else. And I will apologize to my kids, but during that situation, I did not. But that was a trigger moment for me.
I got you. Yeah. No,
I can understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so at that, like she didn't, she switched a little bit after that. But when it comes to discipline, I haven't had to really discipline my kids in the same way that you might be thinking now, because their discipline is way different. So since they don't get spanked anymore, they get conversations. But my daughter, she doesn't do anything bad. She's, you know, she's straight A honor. Actually, in Worthington City Schools, they don't even do honor roll. They let you know, but they don't have like assemblies and shit like Columbus does. So like my daughter was on honor roll the entire year.
You're supposed to be on honor roll, goddammit.
No, and I don't even feel like that. Like my son, I know he wasn't on honor roll, but my daughter, she's so good that I didn't even know that she was on honor roll. I didn't even pay attention. Like she just flies under the radar, does what the fuck she needs to do. She has her fun and that's it. My son, like I'll have to, his form of discipline is me making him sit in front of me and do his classwork and stuff. And my daughter, I don't even know how to discipline her because I don't have to. Like, she doesn't do shit for me to discipline her. Like, even in, like, back-talking, I'll cuss my kids out or something, but it's still playful, even though I'm getting my point across. But my discipline now is so drastically different from where, like, you're in the stage that you are now. Like, it's a long conversation. It's do this, don't do this. Like, those conversations. So it has evolved. But I mean, I guess I don't know if that answered your question or not. But.
A little bit. I mean, I definitely heard you in there where you said you made her apologize, which you also kind of, we talked about whether or not we think that's the right scenario in this night. And it seems like for you, what you're saying is like, it just matters the importance of the situation and what happened to where.
Mine is very situational. Yeah. My apologies are very situational. When we talk about like, when I talk about regretting, I really honestly do. I connect that to regret. I feel like I connect an apology to regret, and I don't know how to not
I'm here to tell you.
You gotta say that.
I'm here to tell you. Connected with guilt, not regret.
Yeah. Guilt is regret to me.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not always regret.
You can say that all you want to. Well, I can't make that connection. I can't snap that in my head and make it true.
I do change your perception.
Yeah. It's not.
Change the way you look at it.
Yeah. I will have. It will have to sit with me over time.
It's not. I don't expect you to change right now.
Yeah.
But just look at, change your perspective on it.
It's almost like,
because I feel like when you're guilty about something, you regret that you did it.
Nah.
Not necessarily.
I know.
I can give you one right now.
I'm sorry. I'm just explaining. Necessarily
true. Right, but I can give you one right now. Yeah. So you kill somebody for something crazy grimy they do to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't regret it, but you're guilty. You killed them. But you don't regret it. They did something that deserved that. And then say, for instance,
Do you have to apologize?
Maybe, because look at this. Then say maybe you.
If
you don't
they deserve
have to.
It?
No, you don't have. We never say you have to. That's what we were talking about here. Like, or at least I didn't. I don't know about Brent, but on my side, I said you don't. I'm not saying you have to.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying that I realize for me and for a lot of scenarios, maybe for a decent amount of people, that it kind of just settles things or helps certain relationships or situations work past, they get closure, all this and that by doing so. And I was just gonna say, like, if you see the face of the mother of the dude you killed or whatever this and that, she don't care what that dude did to you or this and that, whatever. She just knows you killed her son. You're guilty to that mother, you're guilty to that judge, but you don't regret it because he did something grimy enough to make you want to kill him.
Yeah. I don't apologize for that.
You ain't got to apologize for it.
But I mean, I wouldn't feel guilt or sorry or regret.
Even, well, I don't know. If I see the dude's mom, I might feel a little something.
If they,
I would.
So they killed your kid and you killed that person.
I definitely wouldn't feel it for the longest time.
That's what I'm saying.
But then eventually I would think like, damn, what I'm feeling is what that mom is feeling.
I mean, that's an extreme situation. Because
that's literally exactly what you just said now.
You know what I mean?
You killed a kid and whatever. Then you killed her kid.
Yeah. I mean, for me, that's an extreme situation because I wouldn't believe that I don't think, and this, I don't know if this is philosophical or whatever, but I don't think I have the authority to take another person's life, no matter what life that they took.
So nobody could do something enough to push you to that?
In my personal constitution, I don't have the authority. If I'm protecting my family and stuff, like I understand that I have to make those decisions. I'm just saying I don't have the authority to then vengefully act in that
way. Right. I think that's another conversation that we'll have to bring up. I don't know if I could ever retaliate with actually killing somebody, but I definitely think in some crazy, crazy scenarios, my first thought might be that.
So I can. Like, so
I don't know if I could sit down with it.
So I'll give that situation the same respect and say, if you're, if I was fighting for my life and end up in that situation that person I ended up having to kill, right? I'll take that. I can understand where you're coming from. Like if I was in a situation, but not if like if they did something and I wouldn't retaliate, I can't, because I wouldn't do that. But if it came to that point where I was in that situation.
Yeah, because that makes a lot of sense. For somebody listening or anybody not understanding what you're totally saying there, I can even plug in something like to a degree that I would process of what you're saying. Even if somebody like came in your house, say some kid breaking in your house or sneaking in your house or sneaking in the wrong house and you shoot them.
Yeah.
You were shooting somebody that you thought was breaking in your house or whatever. You didn't know it was a kid or you didn't know it was an accident. It's not. You're still guilty. You still feel some type of way. You might feel sorry for it. But at the same time, like, if you were somebody who was standing on, hey, if somebody comes in my house, I'm going to shoot them. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of different factors like that where, like, you can do something again, that you wholeheartedly mean.
In that situation, I would regret it. You know what I mean?
Like, I got you.
I guess that's why I tie that into it, because there are – I haven't really had to apologize for anything that I didn't regret.
I got you.
So I guess that's where I come from.
On that note, to wrap it up, man, my thoughts is for sure I learned that apologies for me – don't mean they're not an end all with me, you know what I mean? Like I don't have to hold them back so much to continue to deal with like shitty situations.
That makes me think, do apologies have a lot of value? Like if you were to rate it on a bronze, silver, gold.
They have them all.
They do have value.
Yep. They go from 0 to 100, son.
Bronze, silver, gold. Is it always gold?
Nope.
That they have with you?
Nope.
With me?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
What is the weight that an
with
apology,
me,
not a blanket, like
with me, there's 0 to 100. I can give you one that's really doesn't mean shit, but I can give you one that means everything.
No, I mean like just in general, do an apology just in general, rank it. It has to be one. Pick one. Bronze, silver, gold. What weight does that have in your life?
It all, Like to me or you me think
it just
depend,
you think it just depends on the situation?
It's totally situational. Okay. I think that's what all we're saying here is like it's totally situational because I can't apologize just for the fact that someone else's feelings were hurt when nobody actually really did anything to hurt their feelings. Because mm-hmm. that shit happens all the time. It's craziness, yeah. but it's the world we live in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your takeaway, B?
Sorry. But yeah, I mean, pretty much what Aaron said. I mean, you know where I'm at with it. Like, I have no problem with apologizing to someone.
If I don't have a problem either.
If I see that I hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that I regret what I said mm-hmm. or what I did.
It used to be like me giving somebody $1,000. Now it's like me giving somebody a penny.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah.
It's easy. Take it. No problem. Run with it.
Interesting. They have a lot of weight with me. And I put a lot of value in an apology. And I think it's big to do an apology when you don't mean it. I don't often have to apologize for anything that I do. I might be finding situations that I might have been in that maybe I should have apologized, but it's just lost on me. but what I take away from it is that I will have to try to change my mindset about apologies, and maybe I have to think more about it and try to work towards that.
It worked for me, man.
Yeah, it worked for me too. And my thing would be ask the people that mean the most to you, man.
My level where I'm at is an evolution that has gotten me there.
Yeah, but there's more.
Can never stop growing. Son.
Before, when it was about apologies, it was thinking that I regretted what had happened, and I had to think deep. Like, do I regret this enough to apologize for it? And that's where it became for me.
Yeah. Yes. It's associated with guilt, not regret.
Yeah. But that's guilt too. Guilt. Whenever
guilt
I felt guilty
regret
about something.
Aren't the same thing.
When you don't think so?
No.
All right. We'll save that for another conversation.
But on that note,
play the music.